my friends. I'm Emma Cooper, ex-police officer turned entrepreneur and CEO. But it wasn't that long ago that I really lacked the confidence, the skill, the money to be able to focus on growing businesses. I had no idea where to start. But fast forward through building many different businesses, lots of ups and downs, you'll see the business that I have today. One that helps thousands of people around the world find the perfect business for them, giving them a life that before they could only ever dream of. I created the Simply Business podcast to give you the honest, down-to-earth, simple step-by-steps to help you do the same. And if you're already an entrepreneur or you're an aspiring entrepreneur looking to build a life and a business that you love, then you're in the right place. Let's get started. Welcome to another episode of Simply Business. I am your host, Emma Cooper. Let's dive right in to find out if an online business is for you, or really any business. You know, it doesn't matter whether it's bricks and mortar or it's just if a business is for you. And I think lots of us get kind of stuck with that because there are so many things out there that we could potentially do. Or you're just like totally frozen. I have no idea where to start. And we're going to address that today because we're going to be discussing whether an online business is the right path for you and what the right business, there's the disclaimer, has to be the right business because it is going to feel crap if you're trying to build a business that you have like no desire really to build or no passion about. Now, I kind of sit on two sides of the fence here. One side is that so many people put this emphasis on living a life of like passion and purpose and what is your purpose-driven business idea and all this stuff. And look, my first proper business, my first successful business, I should say, was selling another company's products. Do I think that like God, whoever you believe in, the universe, whatever, was I put on this planet because my sole purpose was to sell another company's products? No, I don't think so, but it was just where I started. I then found out, oh, you know what? I really enjoy like mentoring people. I really enjoy marketing. I really enjoy bringing people together and creating communities. And that in turn led me to my second business, my third business, my fourth business. I don't even know what business I'm on, but I know that this is like my life mission's work, right? Now I got to purpose. But in the beginning, was that first business passion, purpose? No, it was freaking desperation. So if you are running a business right now, you're like, I don't think this is my life's purpose. Or if you're stopping yourself from starting a business because you're like, I don't know what my purpose is. Not the clue, but my best advice is like, get started. And it will lead you onto the right path. You will see the signs. You will start to do things. You'll be like, yeah, I don't like doing that. Okay, so we take another route. But you have got to get started. Look, I would love nothing more than for you to find the perfect business for you. And that's only because I know what it's done for me, finding, you know, eventually the perfect business. But, you know, I had really profitable businesses prior to finding the perfect business. I kind of hate all the hype and the hoo-ha. So I'm going to be really real with you about kind of, you know, my future didn't look great back before I started a business. Like really, if I look at myself, the background, the history, what led up to me starting my first business, I shouldn't have been successful. I just shouldn't have, especially because I chose to start my entrepreneurial world in network marketing. Clues in the title. I had zero network. I had 380 friends on Facebook, most of which you don't really know, do you? You haven't spoken to for a long, long time. So I had 380 friends on Facebook. I struggled with anxiety. My confidence was like totally shit. I was really bad. I didn't think I was good at anything. Just, yeah, I was not great. And marketing. No idea how to market a flipping sausage. Like I literally had no clue. I couldn't have even told you what marketing was. So I went into a business where zero background that would suggest that I'd be any flipping good at it. But I did know one thing. I knew that I really, really, really was desperate to give my family a great life. And what did a great life look like to me? Well, it meant being able to afford to go on holidays. It meant if I was dreaming super big, a house in the countryside, like where I had grown up, but I wanted to be able to afford it for me and my family. It meant potentially a holiday home. It meant nice cars if I wanted them. You know, I was still driving my little Renault Clio. I mean, I always had Clios. Like the first couple were like this horrible buggy green color. Then I had a black one and thought I was really snazzy. CE06WWL. Still remember the registration, how we did that. But, you know, I used to see all these people with nice cars as police officers as well. I was like, how the freaking hell do you afford it? Like, I'm living on £1,600 a month and my rent was like £400, £500. So I'm like, I don't even know where these, but I could barely afford to replace the wheels on my car with secondhand tires. Never mind, like, drive around in a nice car. I just don't know how they did it. I wanted to be able to look after my mum and dad as they got older because they'd given us such a great life. I wanted to be able to treat my friends. And I actually used to do that anyway, not in a big way, like not like any grand gestures. But I would always like, if we went to Starbucks, I'd be like, I'm getting it. I'd be saying, I'm getting it. And then I'd be shitting myself that my card was going to get declined because I was like, I was too scared to look at my bank balance. I was one of those people, like, if you just shut your eyes and you squint, like, I do that when I'm driving in the car, you know, and the gap's tight. I just squint my eyes and I think, well, if I make my face a bit slimmer, maybe the car will suddenly shrink in. And I used to do the same with my bank account. So if you do that right now, I've been there where I'm thinking, please let there be enough money in here, please. So I wanted to be able to treat my friends. I really wanted to have choices. And I really do think like choices is the key to happiness because it's freedom. It's freedom to say, I want to do this, or I want to buy this, or I want to have this experience, or I don't. You know, did I have big dreams in the beginning for making millions? No, did I balls? I just wanted to have, like not have, I should say, to add at my bloody Asda shop. And I didn't want to have to put things back thinking like, no, I can't afford that. I'll get like the cheaper version. Or no, we just can't have as much protein this week. Like I wanted to pay for something without doing the squinting one eye thing, you know, thinking this is going to get declined or I'm too scared to look at the bank balance. So no, at the beginning, I didn't have big dreams. I also didn't have any flipping confidence. People are shocked by that now, unless they like really know me or they knew me then. But for about 18 months before I started my business, I literally would not leave the house without a cap on. I went through a really tough time where I didn't want people to look at my face. And it might sound silly, but as I say that to you, I have this like vision as I kind of look back of being at Tesco's and having my head down. And I remember the cashier like almost kind of scooping her head under my cap to try and look at my face. And I just remember this massive like hot flush of, oh my God, why does she want to see my face? You know? And this was difficult because you're a police officer and everyone looks at you. But luckily for me, I worked on a squad where we followed people quite a bit. And so it was, you know, the whole goal was to kind of go unnoticed. So that really fitted in at the time as well with my anxiety issues. Thank God for that unit. I was very, very grateful for that one. But, you know, no. At the beginning, I didn't have big dreams. I struggled with confidence, struggled with the anxiety. I was kind of like Kenny from South Park, you know, with that orange hoodie that he wears. But I was the same with a cap. And for some reason, probably because I was skinny, I just used to wear this pink New York Yankees cap. I remember my friend at the time ringing my doorbell for like a whole freaking hour, shouting up at my bedroom window like I was some kind of like Rapunzel. But because I just didn't want to see people and she knew like how bad I was. And she just was like, no, I'm not even here till I've seen you. And I'm not telling you this for some sob story, but I'm telling you because we tell ourselves stories about other people all of the time. We're like, oh, well, they're different to me. That's why they could build a business. Or, you know, that's because they're this way or this way or this way. And I think that most of us don't talk about the kind of growth journey enough. And, you know, the honesty behind that. So I think we all have confidence. We just sometimes got to dig a little bit deep to find it. But some of us think, and this block comes in the way with thinking about whether a business is for you or not, like, are we confident enough? Well, it doesn't really have anything to do with confidence. It has more to do with courage. So courage, every single time it precedes confidence because you've got to have the courage to try something, to start something. Once you get started and you do a little bit and you see a little bit of a result, these might be tiny, tiny steps, you then suddenly, surprisingly, start to develop the confidence to do more of it. And then, of course, that confidence, that courage to do it, the confidence it breeds will make you want to do it more. And the more you do it, the more results you get. And then you kind of, I wouldn't say become addicted to that, but you understand exactly how it works, right? You're like, yes, if I just have the courage to try, I keep going, I get the results, that gives me confidence. I then have more courage, more confidence. And, you know, the cycle is like self-perpetuating, really. And we've all had our journeys, right? So up until this point, you might be thinking, well, with my background, maybe I couldn't build a business. And I get it. You know, my path changed on, what day was it? 10th of December, 2013, when I started my first business. And I had no idea, no clue it was going to work or not. So if you're thinking about starting an online business, but you've been talking yourself out of it, which a lot of us do for a very long time, because all of the qualities you don't have or all of the skills you're yet to learn, just know that if you want change enough, then I know you can do it, because I have seen every single type of person build a business, from the absolute extreme introverts to the extreme extroverts and every single thing in between. Somebody with zero skills, like me, someone with zero skills to somebody who is like highly qualified in their specific area or niche, build a business, and everybody in between. But let's start with some businesses you can start to just think about. You know, whether it's for you. If you love freedom, if you love choices, if you love not having to ask for a pay rise and just deciding, okay, I'm just going to put this strategy into my business and this will increase my income. I mean, for me, that was like this light bulb kind of moment of, Jesus, so I just work a little bit more or work a little bit smarter or put this strategy in that everyone says is working. Let me learn about this. Let me decide how I can do it. And I do that, then I get paid more. Yeah, I'm like, sign me up, babes. Like, I'm in. Because to me, the whole thought, I remember like when I used to drive around and I would see these like really big houses, or I would see people driving these nice cars, or I would see people having this lifestyle or this freedom or these holidays. And I would think, God, I mean, the most I'm ever going to get in the cops is probably like, even if I went, I don't even know what they get paid, but like the chief con of the police probably gets, I don't know, six figures, maybe a couple hundred grand a year, if that. And the pressure and the stress and the lack of life and lifestyle that they have, I'm like, oh, okay, this is too difficult. Like, no, that is not going to be for me. So what the hell else could I do? So let's address some common misconceptions first. So some people think that when you start an online business, it's only for like tech savvy people. So most people think, oh, like I'm not very good on computers, or I'm not very good on my phone, or I'm not very good on social media, and therefore, you know, I won't be able to do it. That's not true. I could literally barely turn on a laptop when I got started in my business. If you're willing to go step by step, obviously you can be handheld, you can get the guidance. This is what I do with our students. Like, obviously that's something that you might need, but you don't have to go out there, you don't have to have thousands to invest, you don't have to be like really technologically minded. You know, regardless of your background, regardless of your expertise, you can still build a business. You do need a determination, like a willingness and openness to learn, but you absolutely can do. That's one thing that stops people, I know, moving forward or saying, right, yeah, I want to start a business, because they think, oh, I'm just not skilled enough in an area. Another misconception is like, you've got to have a lot of money to get started. Well, look, I started my first business for under 200 quid. And in all honesty, I had to pay 20 quid off my credit card because it was 20 quid off, like, it was nearly maxed out. I needed £200. So I had to pay 20 quid off to be able to put the full 200 on. But when I think about the businesses that I've built from that 200 quid, I mean, it's insane. It's paid me back millions and millions and millions. So when I think about it in that respect, like, no, 200 quid was not a big deal. But there are so many businesses you can start for zero. Like when I started my membership business, which was just a community inside of like a Facebook group, I didn't have any snazzy tech. I didn't have any like logins for any other sites that I had to pay monthly fees for, nothing. I started that and it brought me in £5,000 a month. I mean, not a bad pay rise, is it? I mean, you're not going to go to your boss and be like, hey, can you pay me £60,000 more next year? And they'll just be like, sod off. But by starting a membership alongside a business that I'd already had, then that brought in an extra minimum of 60K. And it cost me zero because I just held it inside of a Facebook group. Another misconception is like, you've got to have experience. You don't. There are so many businesses that you can start without any kind of business experience. And, you know, like if you're one of my students inside of Entrepreneurity, we literally give you everything that you need to get started. There's a 14-day fast track that we just released as a bonus. And this is a checklist you can follow for the first 2 weeks. And then inside of Entrepreneurity, there's literally every curriculum to build any kind of business. Like if you want to build an Amazon business, an Etsy business, a print on demand business, how to become an author, how to become a virtual assistant, how to become a social media manager. I mean, they have to be a network marketer, how to build a membership business, how to get your course accredited, certified, how to build an academy. There's just loads in there. So those step-by-steps are there, but you don't have to have experience to get started. You just have to have a willingness to learn. So you don't need any previous experience to start an Amazon business. And I'm telling you, there's people earning a shit ton of money on Amazon. Like, it's crazy. In fact, you're going to be listening to this. It'll be Tuesday if you catch it on the first day that it's released. And today, inside of your Perfect Business Bootcamp, I am going through over 15 different businesses that you can start, 99% of them like zero investment whatsoever. And I'm talking about how you can do that. So, by the way, if you jump over to my socials, you'll be able to find the link. Jump into the bootcamp. It is not too late. Amazon, Etsy, print on demand, become an author. You can write children's books. It doesn't have to be in your name. You don't have to market on the front end. People are making a lot of money. You can design your own coloring books. You can design templates on Canva and sell them on Etsy. You can become a virtual assistant if you've got any background in like customer service. If you are a really organized person, there's so much stuff that you can do. It is nuts. It's almost overwhelming. But the key is, you've got to find the perfect business for you, one that you don't dread to do when you get up every day, like you do maybe potentially with a job. So let me just give you an example, by the way. Like if we look at somebody on my team, I won't say the name, but I hire someone who now earns about like 3,000 to 5,000 a month. And they had zero experience for what I hired them for. I hired them for them. Like I saw potential in them and I hired them because of what I saw. Now, they were actually part of my membership and they really stood out for me. And there are loads of people already doing businesses or doing things, right, for free, because that's what my team member now was doing inside of my membership group. They were doing things in there that I would happily pay somebody to do, and they were doing them for free. And so that stood out to me, like, clearly, I pay well for this. So, you know, it was something like, oh, this is a no-brainer. But they hadn't even thought of doing it as a business. So thank you to them, you know, like, thank you to people for like showing us their skills. But thinking about whether an online business is for you or not, sometimes you just don't realize the skills that you already have that you think are perfectly natural. Like they were just showing up inside of a membership that they were paying for every month. They didn't realize the skills that they had, they were demonstrated to me, were actually a job that you can get paid really, really, or business, I should say, that you can get paid really, really well for. And there's loads of you sat there in that space, like you have no idea the skills that you already have that you don't even know that you have, that can be turned into a really profitable business. Another misconception is, there's loads of people already doing the business I want to start. Like, I would rather somebody say, oh, there's loads of people doing what I want to do, as opposed to somebody say, there is nothing like it on the market. Nobody does this. It doesn't exist. I'm like, ooh, right. Well, now we've got to do some serious market research. But if somebody's already doing what you do, I didn't go and research how to build a like business membership because they're all around me. They're everywhere. There's thousands, hundreds of thousands of them that people have the choice to join. I didn't think, oh my God, I can't do it because everybody else is doing it. Oh, there's so many people, it's too much competition. I was like, amazing. Clearly, if a lot of people are doing it, it works. So I say thank you to them, and you should say thank you to them. If you're like, oh, I'd really like to do this, but it already exists, I'd say thank you to them. That's your market research done, isn't it? Because they wouldn't be doing it if it wasn't profitable. I wouldn't be building a membership if a membership wasn't profitable. And let me give you an example. I started in network marketing, right? Millions and millions and millions of distributors already did it with the company that I was like registering with, and already millions and millions of other people with other companies. There were people in the company that I had joined that have been doing it for years and years and years, like decades. And I got started and built the business the size that I built it to in record time, that people have been doing the business 10, 20, 30 years had not reached like that kind of volume, that sales volume. But it was because I didn't look at anyone else. I didn't look and think, oh, what's possible? You know, I obviously saw that, hang on, there's already other people doing it. They're already making money. But I didn't then limit myself to, oh, well, if they say that I can only be earning this in this many years' time, I'm like, mm-mm. I'm going to go all in. I'm going to build it as fast as I can build it and give it my best shot. And I did. And it really, really, really paid off. I started a planner business. I was definitely not the first person to invent the concept of a planner, but yet, you know, done over a million in sales in it. Started Airbnb business, loads of competition. Still built a six-figure Airbnb business in our first year of doing that. Started a membership business already, like I said, hundreds of thousands out there, right? Using the same model. Already turned over a million in just under 2 years. Started the Certification Academy, already other people selling accreditations and certifications. We did over 85,000 in a one-hour masterclass. I'm a business coach. There's thousands of people doing it. I'm fully booked, though, for my goal package. I've had to stop doing that now. That's not on offer anymore. Like, just because you're thinking, oh, there's competition, that's not a bad thing. It means that they've tried it, they've tested the market, and there's demand. So if you're thinking, oh, someone already does it, or I won't be able to do this, like, you absolutely freaking can. Take this as your sign, because everything that I have done has not been like some unique business that I've invented. And take this, for example, right? Anyone know that there's a toilet roll company? I'm always talking about crap. There's a toilet roll company, and I think it's called something with the word crap in it, right? I can't think what it's called, but they wrap it up in paper, looks really nice, like black and gold branding or something. But like, I looked at that. It came out in lockdown. Well, I became aware of it in lockdown. I looked at it and I thought, see, this is just such a great example. Like, people who are starting toilet roll businesses today, they didn't go, oh, well, no point because Andrex have been, you know, selling toilet paper for years, so no point me starting. No, they didn't. They were like, I'm going to take a concept and I'm going to try and do it better. Starbucks was not the first coffee shop. But what they did was thought, right, we're going to take this coffee culture and we're going to build a really strong brand around it, and we want to be the best in the market. That's what they did. Costa did the same, right? So you don't have to come up with some like unique invention that nobody else has ever thought of. I mean, it's cool if you do, but you know, you don't have to do that. And it just means the market research is already done. And can I give an example of water? Like, water is just ridiculous, right? Isn't it just ridiculous? Because we will pay different amounts. We'll get it for free from like water fountains or from a tap in our home. Somebody takes that water and they put it into plastic bottles, and then we buy it for astronomical amounts, something we can get for free from home in services and convenient locations. And then when we're sat in a restaurant and we want other people to think we're rich, or just like, I just don't want to be cheap and say, can I have tap water? We will buy like a 20 euro, they used to be 20 euros where I used to eat in Spain, 20 euros for like a Voss, you know, because it comes in a glass bottle. Like, you, nobody ever takes it with them. I always see them left on the tables afterwards. But you think, that is mental, from getting it free in your home to paying 20 euros because it comes in a glass bottle in a restaurant. And there are new water companies, businesses starting every single freaking day. And it's water. Nobody can say, you can't even say, because of, what's it called, claims, like health claims. You can't even say cures you from dehydration or stops dehydration. You can't. It just aids in hydration. You can't say it stops dehydration, which is ridiculous, right? But you can't. So even with those challenges, there are lots of different water companies starting up, you know, all of the time. So your idea, maybe, or you're thinking around, you know, could I build an online business? The answer is probably yes, right? Let's just break it down like seriously. Now, let me give you a couple of examples just to go on, because I'll give you examples of some people that I'm working with and a bit of their background of like what kind of businesses that they're building. Let me tell you about Cindy. So Cindy worked in TV and she had a love of fitness, but she was like, stuck in this like London commute all the time, super unhappy, and she wanted to do something that she loved. And so I think it was just before lockdown, just lockdown hit maybe, she started an online fitness business. So she sells an 8-week program. She does like kickstart kind of boot camp stuff, and she does everything online. And she started that. I mean, she's just like 15, 28 months. Like, she's amazing. But she had zero experience to start with. And what this has allowed her to do is given her the freedom that she moved, her and her partner moved to Greece, and she runs it from there, right? Even though most of her audience are actually in the UK, she can, that business gives her like complete freedom to build the business that she wants. Let me tell you about Jo. My student Jo started a membership business. She was in the network marketing space selling health and wellness products. She actually was diagnosed with a brain tumor, and I think it happened twice, and she was operated on. She was having a really tough time and really struggling with like, what's my purpose? As I was saying at the beginning, and she ended up like going for a walk with her dad out just like in the fields. And her dad had always like worked with like gun dogs, like working dogs. And Jo had always been around that, and she absolutely loved it. She asked him questions about dad, like, where can I get nice clothes from, or like appropriate clothes, but for women, for, you know, working with gun dogs. And he was like, I don't know. And so she set up a free group on Facebook, and she built this really big community of people that, you know, were women, because it's the ladies working dog group. And she built this amazing community online and eventually turned that into a membership model. And she's got, I think, around 1,000 members, something like that. I mean, like, it's amazing what she's built, but all because she was a bit lost, you know? Well, no, she wasn't a bit lost. She was totally lost. She's also recently launched a book. It's called The Thoughtful Dog Trainer. Her name's Joanne Perrett. So if you want to go and find that on Amazon, you absolutely can. The Thoughtful Dog Trainer. And launching that book, she went straight in as an Amazon bestseller in like many, many different categories. I think she sold over like 1,000 books in the first like 48 or 72 hours. She now gets a recurring income from that book as well. So she's doing it step by step. She's doing it. And of course, she's absolutely loving what she's doing. Let me tell you about Charlotte. Charlotte worked for like local government contracts, doing accreditations, learning and development, facilitating courses for them, and has now turned her business to online, because God, online entrepreneurs need that as well. And these qualifications, certifications, accreditations, they are huge, huge in the online space. And she's turned that business into helping online entrepreneurs get their program certified, which is really professionalizing the online space and the learner's experience, cleaning up the online world, if you like. And we have Gemma. Gemma is our expert inside of entrepreneurship, and she's a virtual assistant. She also has associates that she passes work to. And Gem built this. In fact, her background was network marketing as well, weirdly. She was earning a couple of grand a month. Everything was okay, but she wanted to have more control, and she wanted to build a business that she could build in less time to earn more money. She built the team of associates as well to do that. But she has built an amazing virtual assistant business. She's also our trainer for the virtual assistant certification on the Certification Academy. She looks after everyone really well. Excuse me. And these are just normal people who have taken a step forward. Let me tell you about Sandy. Sandy's one of my students. She struggled with her relationship really badly with her teenager. I mean, like really, really badly. It completely and utterly broke down. And as a result of that happening and then fixing that relationship, her and her beautiful daughter went and trained, and they have become coaches. So they have built the brand Alpha Teen Coach, and it's a business helping parents and children in the same place as she was rebuild the relationship rapidly, right? And so we're discussing today whether an online business is the right path for you. But, you know, just hearing like these people's kind of stories, backgrounds, I mean, it's a kind of a no-brainer that there is something out there for everybody, but you have to take the first step, right? The first step might be, I mean, I know you're listening to this on a Tuesday. If you are listening to it, I'm going to say the date because that might make it easier, but 22nd of April, you've only missed one day of your Perfect Business Bootcamp. And so you can jump in, catch the replays. It's the last time I'm doing it this year. So definitely try and make the most of that and jump in and let me help you find the perfect business for you, because I would love nothing more than for you to find the perfect business for you, you know, for a business to be able to give you choices. But first of all, you've got to give it a shot. You've got to be open to finding it. Before we go, let me just give you some of like the big sort of like business areas, trends this year. One of them being coaching, online programs, retreats, e-commerce like Amazon, Etsy, print on demand, becoming an author like with Amazon KDP. That's really popular. Product businesses. I mean, we've seen the explosion of like TikTok and TikTok Shop. And you see like every man and their dog seems to be building a product business. And it's totally, totally possible for you too. But you've got to take the first step, right? You've got to get around people like me who are going to help you do that. And let's talk about like things like coaching, for example. I know this is like a weird one for a lot of people because they don't understand like what's possible. But we've got coaches in everything. There's divorce coaches, fertility coaches, nutrition coaches, business coaches, TikTok coaches, Instagram coaches, fitness coaches, health coaches, property investment coaches, digital marketing coaches, affiliate marketing coaches, happiness coaches, menopause coaching, mindfulness coaches, belief coding coaches, parenting coaches. I mean, the list literally goes on and on and on and on and on. And there's probably some skills that you have that could translate into that. And the online coaching world is absolutely freaking huge. And it's not just growing slowly. It's growing really fastly and it's growing massively. I think in 2022, it was valued at around 3.2 billion. Don't quote me on it, but I think 3.2 billion in 2022 is projected to reach 11.7 billion. Yeah, yeah, yeah. 8 billion growth by 2032, which is crazy. That's like 14% growth. And I don't know about you, but I mean, if you are inclined to help people and you like to help people and you want to kind of pull on your previous experiences and help people move through issues or problems or areas in their life faster, then coaching might be for you. When we think about e-commerce, we think about, okay, what if you are someone who doesn't want to use social media? You don't want to be the face of your brand. You don't want to build a brand where you've got to show up. Like, okay, there's still going to be work to do, but there are so many different e-commerce platforms where they've got the marketing built in. You don't have to do that. Like Etsy, like Amazon, like there's like Amazon KDP as well, like the author stuff. There's so many things that you can do. Like even affiliate marketing, we've all seen the rise and there's a big boom right now in this kind of like building a faceless account and making sales and all that stuff. Like, there's so much there that you can do. And most of these are like totally free to start. I mean, any online business is going to require some basics, right? Depending what that is. Like if you're going into e-commerce, you don't need a website or a sales funnel or to put together kind of like your packages, but you will need to source products. Same as if you're building a product business. I mean, there's a lovely girl and I massively recommend her makeup range. Oh my God, it's freaking amazing. It's called Trigwell Cosmetics. I use all of it. It's so amazing. But Zoe was down the road from me in little old Newport. And she was a makeup artist and she had a small kind of salon, if you like. And she started doing like certifications, I guess, right? So like makeup courses and helping other people. Lockdown here, she's stuck at home. She starts to build a brand. She comes up with the Powder Puff, which she's like hugely famous for. She sold over £1 million worth of those just on TikTok alone. And they don't just sell on TikTok. So I'm sorry, but when we're all sat there thinking, would somebody like me be able to build a business? Yes, absolutely. I'm going to interview Zoe on a podcast soon because her story is just amazing. And she sounds like me. So if you're used to like the Newport dulcet tones now, like me and Zoe sound kind of similar. But I would love to tell her story because I would love her to tell a story because it's inspiring. And I mean, it doesn't offend her or me when someone says like, well, if she can do it, I can. I'm like, yeah, that's exactly right. You absolutely can. So we've talked about coaching. We've dipped into a little bit of e-commerce. There is a lot of things. I mean, we're covering them in your Perfect Business Bootcamp. So if you're not in there, you can still grab the link. I'll put it in the show notes. You can jump in with us. You can catch the replays. Even if it's over, it'll be open for a further, 5-7 days. After that, you'll still be able to grab the recordings, go through it kind of step by step. There is so, so much that you can learn about, that you can see. Do you know what? This might be a business for me. Plus, I've made the most amazing freaking resource, this workbook, which is literally like, you know, when you were kids in school and you go into the careers office, they have this massive catalogue of like different job titles and stuff like that. And you would just, I would just always read through it and be like, could I do this? Could I do that? And I'd go skip to, then you'd go to the page of which told you how many qualifications you need. And I'm like, yeah, forget about that one. And forget about this one. And it was over. But there's so much you can do, so much. And so much of it, you don't need experience. You don't need money. You don't need to believe any of those myths that you tell yourself about you not being good enough. And someone like you can't do anything like that. And so an online business might actually be the one thing that you've been waiting for, the one thing to change things for you. So that wraps up today's episode. I hope you find this discussion insightful, maybe a bit inspiring, giving you some thoughts about, you know, what could you do? But remember, starting an online business is not just a possibility. It's a reality waiting to happen. Waiting to happen. Make sure you join us next time. Every Tuesday and Friday, we release a podcast as we continue to dig a little bit deeper and explore the exciting world of entrepreneurship. Until then, stay curious, keep dreaming big. And if you're going into the bootcamp, I will see you there.
Listen up, my friends, I have a really exciting invitation for you. I am inviting you to join me in your perfect business bootcamp. This is a 4-day exclusive event where I'm helping you find the perfect business for you. Whether you're already a business owner, you're looking to add an additional stream of income and you don't quite know what to do, or whether you're brand new, you've always been dreaming of building a business but you have no idea what you can do, or you've got a business and you really want to grow, this is perfect for you. So drop into the show notes, click on the link, grab your spot. We're starting on the 21st of April. 4 days, I am getting you your perfect business. So click on that link and come and join us.